Alora Fergus today asked candidates in the upcoming municipal election to tell us a little bit about themselves and their platform. Name: Damian Mallard. Occupation: self-employed. How long have you lived in Guelph, Aramosa? Since 1993, do you reside in the ward you are running in? No. I live in Ward 1. I believe that running in Ward 1 would be very challenging given that Bruce is well-respected and well-known. My family has been stopping at his market ever since it opened, and I respect him and the job he is doing in Ward 1. I know people in Ward 2 and believe that we have a number of common interests and concerns. I consider us to be very close neighbors, using all the same facilities over the years, like the old township office and more specifically Marden Park. We also have the same vested interest in how our taxes dollars are being allocated. Why are you running in this election? As a resident of the former Guelph Township, I believe the biggest mistake we ever made was merging with Aramosa Township. We had money in the bank, low taxes, a nice municipal office, and the Marden Park, which had softball tournaments every weekend. We also had a campground, a stocked fishing pond, etc. The park was awesome at that time, and since the amalgamation I have witnessed a great deal of things that have bothered me. Purchases that didn't make sense to me financially, tax increases, and more specifically the changes at the old township office and Marden Park. If I had the space, I would provide a breakdown with greater detail on the changes since the amalgamation that have prompted me to run for council. I want to ensure that our tax dollars are coming back to the former Guelph Township and taxes are being used in a fiscally responsible manner. Most importantly, I want to ensure that Marden Park is being used to its fullest potential for the community to enjoy, with the additional bonus of generating revenue for the township. What qualifies you to represent your ward? I was a founding member of the Guelph Township Co-ed Slow Pitch League and ran the league for years, writing the constitution, playing rules, making schedules, running the officials, and also responsible for raising money and then spending that money on upgrading the three previously existing Marden Park ball diamonds years ago. My project management skills and knowledge of public works and parks operations will make me a very knowledgeable counselor, able to deal with any issue that arises with the best interest of the ward in mind. Public Works has the largest budget. Would it not be nice to have a counselor who knows Public Works and Parks operations inside and out? Why should people vote for you? I deal in facts and common sense and look for a realistic approach or conclusion. I have a great deal of experience in Public Works operations and parks activities, performing the daily work and dealing with budgets in a supervisory position, including cost analysis on matters like contracting out of services in an effort to reduce costs. I would like to believe the people who know me would say I am organized, efficient, I want things done right, and I would do a good job at being a counselor. They know if elected I will tell the truth to residents in plain English, with no political spin, in the way that they deserve as members of the community. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of the ward? Most would say property taxes. I believe property taxes are of great concern to the residents of this ward and would like to know what portion of the taxes are actually coming back to the area. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Guelph, Aramosa on a broader scale? Fiscal responsibility is always the main issue, but I believe growth is a close second. Urban areas are growing quickly, and we need to be sure that we have the necessary services in place and are able to forecast expenditures, costs in our plan for future municipal infrastructure growth. What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Guelph, Aramosa? I want to see the Marden Park utilized to its fullest potential and capacity. I cannot understand why this park, with the land available, is not better utilized. This has the potential to be a revenue generator for the township, which in turn lowers our taxes. I would also like to see a new softball diamond be put back in to replace the two diamonds that were removed years ago. I would also like to see an outdoor walking track connected to the indoor track, so that on nice days people can go outside through sliding doors, walking through the old campground, maybe 1 kilometer in length. Maybe a spot out back where they could make an area for exercise classes for seniors, so if it's nice they can go outside. Is the pond still being stocked with fish? It has been brought to my attention a pickleball group would like a spot for a facility, so with the land available at Marden Park, why is it not possible at the next council meeting they designate an area for a future pickleball facility? There are all kinds of possibilities and potential just wasting away year after year. What services need to be improved in Guelph, Aramosa? I would really need to see what complaints have come in regarding services. I would look at the facts, listen to the stakeholders, and then look at it from a common sense perspective in determining if any or what services need to be improved upon. To find these things out, all frontline staff need to be able to freely express their concerns about services they provide and what, if any, obstacles they face in providing service currently, including the tools they have at their disposal, their work environment, ideas for process improvement, new services and/or cost saving. All these things are crucial and necessary to improve any service we provide to our residents regardless of what it is. Is Guelph, Aramosa growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough? I really have to wonder if maybe it's growing too fast and whether we currently have the infrastructure available to support it. What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing? Controlling property tax increases. Other than that, there is nothing, in my opinion, that can be done about the rising cost of housing at a local level. If any person thinks they know something that can be done at the local level to help, I would be very happy to listen. Do speed limits need to be reviewed in Rockwood and the township? Generally speaking, no. However, I am open to reviewing and will give an honest assessment on any situation. There are always unique situations that need to be addressed. Common sense and facts will dictate a response. How do we make Guelph, Aramosa an even better place to live? I think we should assess the pace of growth, fine-tune the services we provide, upgrade and invest in sports facilities and recreational community activities, which is key to making Guelph, Aramosa a better, more vibrant place to live. Marden Park has so much potential to add and could generate a lot of revenue for the township if done correctly. To make this happen, all park staff need to have direct input and be involved in any recommendations, as they are on the front line and they know what the people want.